Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Darwin is chasing the ball. Allen rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone throws the ball into Morales, who tags Thompson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews now playing second base. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. May steals second. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. John Stone hits a line drive into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann is walked intentionally. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonson is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Darwin is chasing the ball. Allen rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Strickland now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Darwin. May reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Strickland covering, for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a line drive into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin moves to second. Jim Nettles pinch hits for Jim Strickland. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin scores. Borgman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Gebhard now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Braun reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Tony Muser pinch runs for Dick Allen. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a line drive into center field. Darwin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Darwin. Muser goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 3 in the game. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonson bunts in front of the plate. Borgman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry pinch hits for Bob Gebhardt. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Golds now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser fields the ball and throws to Bonson covering. Safe. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.